This is the Tom Anderson Show on the Talk of the Valley, KVNT, 92.5 FM and 1020 AM, and on Hot Talk, KOAN 95.1 FM and 1080 AM. Want to join the conversation? In the Valley, dial 357-5868. In Anchorage, 569-1080. Good morning, Alaska. Here's Tom Anderson.
48 minutes after the hour, iconic entertainer and celebrity. And you know what? This guy is I think he's a prognosticator that Donald Trump is going to win next Tuesday. And he's also a stalwart American. And I like that. Chuck Woolery is with us. We're back on the Tom Anderson Show. Chuck, State Senator Bill Stoltz called in prior to your interview last segment. And he said, please ask Mr. Woolery what the phrase is when you would go to a break. Two by two?
It was 2 minutes and 2 seconds. That was the mid-break of my show, and that was all that was about.
Isn't that funny? You could be probably at an airport or someplace, and someone asks you a question like that.
Oh, no. People just run up and say two and two to me all the time.
Well, I love it. Well, the people's memory, and yet there's such a fond memory of you, and I think that's neat. In celebrity speak, there's so many scandals and negatives, and you have such a thoughtful career. Now you've got Blunt Force Truth podcast, Minutes. You're working with Mark Young, and I tell you...
Yeah, you can get that on iTunes or Stitcher, by the way.
The whole thing. I'm looking at Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, the whole works, folks. I'm on BluntForceTruth.com right now. You can learn about their team, their show. You can get archives, the BFT Minute radio stations, which I want to join that, and we want to get... I'll work with Kathy and team to get you on up here in Alaska. And then also
Thank you. Speaking requests.
Absolutely. I mean, if someone... Let's say a natural resource development. Think of Alaska. We've got the oil and gas, we've got minerals, we've got commercial fishing, we've got tourism, we've got timber. You can imagine we're 2.5 times the size of Texas, not to compare here, but we're a big state, you know it, and you know how important and vital our military infrastructure, deep water ports and icebreakers and Arctic infrastructure, all of that. I think Donald Trump's in sequence with that, but Chuck, for you guys and for what you're doing, speaking, you would fly up here if someone paid you and you'd speak, I presume. You do speaking requests, right?
I would speak and I would fish.
Now, have you been to the state?
No, I have never been to Alaska.
Oh.
I never have.
Well, I'm going to keep in contact with your team. You got to come up. Now, you were in the Navy. Where did you go when you were in your Navy days? Did you ever get...
I was deployed to the Mediterranean twice, and I was also in the middle of the Cuban crisis on the USS Enterprise. I'm a flank owner on that.
Wow. Wow, wow. Well, hey, we're going to go to one call, then we're going to get into Blunt Force Truth and how you can follow Chuck. I also want to talk about the FBI and what's happened.
Oh, please, I really want to get to that. This is like really packed tightly, too. I got a lot to say about that.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to give you 9 minutes to do that. Ted, real quick, Ted and Spinard in Anchorage, what's on your mind?
Well, that's exactly the subject I wanted to ask about. Hello, Mr. Woolery. It's nice to hear you on the radio here in Alaska. And I was going to ask about this whole FBI thing. You know, at first I was of a mind that, boy, this guy was kind of lame. But now I look at it as, boy, thank God for the FBI.
Right.
If it wasn't for these guys, this corruption would be continuing to run rampant. And I've completely changed my opinion the last 2 days over this whole thing after I've read and seen what's
going on.
Well,
the emphasis, I got to tell you something. The emphasis is on the wrong place. The emphasis has been on James Comey and everything else. And that's really not where the emphasis should be. The emphasis should be on Loretta Lynch and a man named, that no one knows who he is, Peter Kadzik. And Peter Kadzik is the lead investigator, from what I understand, on the Wiener files. And Peter Kadzik is one of those bureaucrats that's in bed with the Clintons. He is definitely in bed with Podesta. He's contributed to the Clinton campaign. I think he's contributed to the Clinton Foundation. Understand one thing, and that is this private server was not set up for, you know, we're all talking about all of these things, these classified emails and emails. That's nothing. This email system that Clinton set up was to cover the pay-for-play in the Clinton Foundation, and those two investigations should not be separate. They should be the same. And Peter Kadzik is a major player in this. He's the one who's invested in the Wiener deal. He and John Podesta, who is one of the lead people in the Hillary Clinton campaign, are very close. They went to school together. John Podesta claims that Peter Kacik literally kept him out of jail. That's how good of a lawyer he is. So he's contacted Podesta, which I think is absolutely out of line. I don't know whether it's illegal or not, but it certainly is immoral and unethical. And he's let them know what's happening with the investigation, how it's moving along, through his Gmail. Now, Peter Kacik did not contact Podesta with his .gov, because that's now open for, you know, Information Act. You get that information. So he did it privately through his Gmail and let Podesta know how things were moving along. And they've had meetings and they've had dinners. And, I mean, we have got to focus in on Loretta Lynch and Peter Kacik and people like that in the DOJ, because they're the ones that monitor and make sure and have authority over the FBI. And there's the problem. The problem is Hillary Clinton. It's not Uma Abedin. It's not Cheryl Mills. It's Hillary Clinton and the DOJ. That's where the problem is. And people need to focus on that.
Absolutely. You know, Blunt Force Truth, Chuck Wooler and Mark Young, they have their podcast. Are you delving into the FBI and this scandal on your podcast, and how can people get a hold of them?
Our next podcast will be, you know, after the election, but it's going to be about the FBI. You know, if she gets elected, can you even imagine the constitutional crisis we're going to be in the middle of? It's going to be just disastrous.
It's outrageous.
So that alone should keep her from being elected. But, you know, she is a woman, and she does talk about children. And that's what she's running on. I mean, it's all I've heard for the last week is women and children, women and children. She doesn't mean a word she says about it. It has nothing to do with anything other than she's a woman who has children. Well, I'm a man, and I have children, and I love children, and it's ridiculous. She has nothing in her chamber at all. It is literally, she's firing blanks as far as I'm concerned.
And when you and Mark put these podcasts together, Chuck, the impetus is, and I think the rationale is, that you want to let America know that there really is another side of the story if they're not getting it in mainstream media. So after November 8th, after next Tuesday's national and statewide general elections, you will do another podcast. How long are they? Because, I mean, people that are new to this wouldn't know how it works.
Yeah. Personally, I mean, I have a kind of a battle going on with Mark all the time. I like about a 30-minute podcast. I think that's loaded enough. We normally go about 45 minutes. But, you know, it's really kind of a conversation. If you listen to the podcast, it's kind of us, you know, over the fence talking about things. And we talk about my life and other things as well. But we try to deconstruct the news and let people know what's really going on, because people don't have time to pay attention. I don't think, with all the noise that's out there and all the misinformation that's passed around, that it's just nice to have someone be able to deconstruct the news and say, okay, this is what's really going on, and clarify it for you. So it's really just dotting the I's and crossing the T's of what's happening on a daily basis.
Absolutely. We have about a minute and a half left with Chuck Woolery, and if you could speak to Alaskans and the Pacific Northwest and to the folks that listen to this show locally and online, what would you say about November 8th, and why should they vote for Donald Trump?
I would say this, that we need someone at the head of our government right now who can get rid of it. Here's the thing, folks. After the election, after November 8th, this is what's going to happen. You're going to see regulations. Obama's holding back. You're going to see a fountain of regulations come out that are going to be so onerous to business and everything in our lives, you're not going to believe it. Mark my words, you will see this, I promise you, if you're paying any attention. Donald Trump will do – there are three things that he's talked about. He's going to get rid of Obamacare, which we definitely need. That's a jobs killer. He's going to whittle down all these regulations that have come out of Washington from these bureaucrats that really run our country. Presidents and Congress don't run our country. Unelected bureaucrats run our country, and that comes through the form of regulations. He's going to decrease our taxes. This has proved to be more beneficial to government than anything else. Cutting taxes actually increases the taxes that go into Washington, because our country becomes more prosperous. If you want to get rid of the division in our country, racial division, all of these other things that are happening, you want prosperity. That's what will do it. So that'll certainly help. And I think that Donald Trump will make us a far more prosperous country. It's going to take some time, but I think that he will go in there and take care of business. He is a guy who gets things done. I always go back to the skating rink in New York that they screwed around with for years, couldn't get it done, everything else. He finally stepped in and said, I'll do it. And he brought it in under budget and under time. That's what he does. He brings things in under budget and under time. And, dear God, we need that kind of leadership in Washington.
Hallelujah. There you go, folks.
To vote for Trump.
Chuck Woolery, we're going to get him up here to Alaska. We're going to get him fishing and speaking. BluntForceTruth.com is the name of his podcast with Mark Young. Sir, it's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, and vote Alaskans.
That's right. Vote Alaskans. Chuck Woolery says vote for Donald Trump. So do I. We're coming right back. Stay with us.